The text for today's sermon was read earlier from Galatians chapter 2. As we focus today on this word of God, we also gather here, as was announced, to recognize the calls that have been issued to these men, along with another one in absentia, two in absentia, as well as an EIIT student, and for the completion of the program from other men. So we gather here as at CSL of the LCMS to recognize this for SMP EIIT students, something we also do for ODS, CHS, RER, MDiv, and others when it's appropriate. Imagine what it would be like if in the Word of God they used acronyms as freely as we do in the LCMS. Yeah. Well, I can think of one that really kind of applies to this text, and here's an imaginary dialogue to depict that. Hey, Peter, who is this SMG apostle? We keep hearing about him. Oh, you mean the specific minister to the Gentiles, the Apostle Paul. Then in the spirit of this passage, the conversation might continue this way. Yeah, the Apostle Paul, we heard, let's say, came from a different background than the rest of us. We're not quite sure about his training. Where does he get his apostolic authority? And on that topic, they would argue, very piously, of course, about the grounds of his certification to be an SMG. A specific minister to the Gentiles. Okay, enough about acronyms. All right. Today's text, however, does raise the question of pastoral authority of this apostle called to preach the gospel to the uncircumcised. We know that Paul often found himself in a position of having to defend his apostolic authority. We heard part of that in this text from Galatians 2. It was Paul's second visit to Jerusalem. Titus was with him. It was the perfect human endorsement for certification for his ministry to the Gentiles, the uncircumcised. We read that those reputed to be pillars of the church gave their approval. St. Paul writes, James and Peter and John perceived the grace given to me and offered the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. But human endorsements can falter. Right after this verse in our text, Paul records another encounter with Peter where the pressure of church politics led Peter the pillar to wobble in his witness, we might say. A lesson for all of us, even the strongest pillars can wobble with enough pressure. And that is why Paul points to his divine call as the basis of his apostolic authority. It wasn't Peter's endorsement or James's handshake, it was God's call. God reversed the course of Paul's life on the Damascus Road and continued to turn him around as he led him into the wilderness to reread the Word of God while the Spirit retaught him how it centers salvation in Jesus Christ alone. And in fact, the entire book of Galatians is about God's saving gospel versus man's vain attempts to keep the law. That is why his divine call was so important. It did not depend upon Paul or any sort of human arrangement for certainty. In fact, he writes, "For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel, for I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ." Paul made the point of his divine call for the sake of the gospel. Our doctrine of the call is also for the sake of the gospel. Early in classes here, we help pastoral ministry students see that the office for which they are being formed is not man's idea, because the gospel is not man's idea. Yes, God uses human agency, but operating in faith, we seek to humbly observe God as ultimately guiding the process. And that is what is behind our doctrine of the call, our approach to certification for pastoral ministry. And that is why RAR and MDiv graduates believe that God sends them to preach the gospel in communities typically unfamiliar to them at first. That is why those in the EIIT and CHS programs receive certificates for the same. That is also why God calls a man with an SMP certification to serve as a pastor in a specific ministry where he lives. No matter which identifying acronym is used, these pastors are comforted, given courage, and directed by a divine call in the office of the public ministry. To you men that are being recognized today for your calls, and to you who are rejoicing in completing your course of studies this week, draw courage from God's call. He uses human agency, but it's his call. And dear brothers, and all of you who are gathered here, know that he equips you through the gospel of Jesus Christ for whatever he calls you to do. The God who sent his son into the world to save sinners promises you his grace in your baptism into his death and resurrection, and his promise to return with final deliverance on the last day. That is what gave Paul comfort, gave him courage, and provided direction. We can follow his example. So let the witness of this self-proclaimed chief of sinners give all of you courage, even when a pillar of the church might wobble, true of any of us. It is God's promise in Christ that will give you comfort, courage, and direction in the face of challenges and obstacles. It is God's promise in Christ that will enable you to stand strong. After all, it's his work, and he will see to it. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, standing strong unto life everlasting. Amen.